ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Hello, I'm Fran Kelly, and every day on the Radio National Hour, I take a deep breath and dive in.
If you can have a chip implanted in your brain to help control traumatic memory, then all you have to do is drop the adjective traumatic and it can control memory.
And he said, oh, we'll just take your stomach out. And in my head, I was like, how do you live without a stomach?
We're a funny species, Fran. You know, I think we're the only animal who seems to be hell-bent on their own destruction.
So if you want to know how to live without a stomach, or more about David Wenham's ideas for world peace, come find me on the Radio National Hour, right here on ABC Listen.
The nation was shocked when 95-year-old great-grandmother Claire Noland died after being tasered by a New South Wales police officer at an aged care facility in 2023. So, are police turning to tasers too often? And are the devices really as safe as their maker insists? Today, investigative reporter Grace Tobin on her Four Corners report into the multi-billion dollar taser industry. I'm Sam Hawley on Gadigal Land in Sydney. This is ABC News Daily. Grace, I think we all remember the case of Claire Noland, the 95-year-old who died after being tasered by a New South Wales police officer.
Former New South Wales police officer Christian White was spared jail time, ordered to serve 423 hours of community service. 35-year-old White tasered 95-year-old aged care resident Claire Nowland in 2023. She was using a walking frame and holding a steak knife during the confrontation.
Before he shot his taser, White said, "Nah, bugger it," which the judge said suggested a loss of patience.
The New South Wales Supreme Court has heard she fell back and hit her head. About a week later, she died in Cooma Hospital.
And now you have actually spoken with Claire's son, Mick Noland, and he really still has questions about why those officers felt like it was justified to use a taser in that instance.
Yeah, absolutely. I think he described it to me as something that they still toss over.
She couldn't have been a threat to anyone if she wanted to. 95 years old, 43 kilos. We still toss and turn to this very day, asking us, you know, why did this happen, you know? There were so many solutions for it to be de-escalated, you know?
This is 3 years on, and at the front of their minds is really this question over whether all officers are being trained properly on when to use tasers.
I still can't understand why either of them would think that their actions were appropriate, you know. It was a gutless action and an inhumane action.
And just to note, the New South Wales Police, Grace, it does defend its training and its taser policies, doesn't it?
That's right. I spoke with New South Wales Police. They showed us some of the taser training that they undergo every year. It's mandatory for officers using a taser to do this. It includes things like role play scenarios, how to use the device correctly.
Let's go. Stop where you are. Look down at the chest.
See those lasers?
I don't care about the lasers.
Okay, I don't want you to come in.
Let's go. Further.
This is a warning that the taser will be deployed.
And after Claire's death, actually, New South Wales Police reviewed its taser policies. Interestingly, it found that it wasn't necessary to make any changes. I spoke with Superintendent Pat Sharkey from New South Wales Police, and he says each individual circumstance needs to be looked at on its own. And he was clear, yes, that it's not a compliance tool, but rather it's used to protect life in confronting situations.
There are more tasers being used across the state by police more generally. It is a tactical option. Often, you know, it is a situation that police are confronted by angry, argumentative people, maybe violent, and they do it to protect life, essentially.
Should it ever be used just purely for compliance?
It's not a compliance tool.
Well, Grace, let's have a look more deeply at the use of tasers, because in Australia, they have become a main tool for policing, haven't they? They're very widely used and carried.
Yeah, actually, tasers were first introduced to Australia more than 20 years ago, and they were supposed to be a tool that officers can carry as an alternative to, say, shooting someone with a gun. Mm. And there is actually only one company that sells these weapons in Australia and in most places around the world, Axon Enterprise. It's a $32 billion tech giant that's made itself indispensable to police around the world. But the thing is, in the past 5 years alone, we've found that six people have died after they were involved in an incident that a taser was used. Now, there are lots of different circumstances, obviously, and the incidents we've investigated do raise issues over whether police are becoming too reliant on tasers, which was never the original intention.
So Axon is the maker of Taser. It's become this huge company. Now, it insists that they are safe, as does the man who was really instrumental in bringing them to Australia, George Hatley. Now, just tell me about him and what Axon has had to say.
Yes, George Hatley. Now, he's a retired special operations cop from Melbourne. And when he retired from Victoria Police, he helped the company essentially capture the Australian market with police. And yes, he has been tasered repeatedly himself.
13 times.
13 times.
Not counting.
Well, you clearly are counting.
Yeah.
He spoke to me about what that feels like.
In a room full of police, I said it's like getting hit with a lightning bolt up your bum. It's just, you know, just frightening pain and severe shock of, you know, something like that. And that's what you want for pain compliancy, for sure, a deterrent.
So he makes the point that being tasered is obviously frightening and painful. It gives you a severe shock, but he maintains that the devices are safe. And that is Axon's argument to this day, that their device doesn't kill, that it is a safe device for police to be using. And they say that they have the science and the studies to back that up.
Okay, but Grace, you have found that there are some researchers who are willing to publicly express concern about the safety. Not everyone's convinced.
No, that's right. And it is difficult, I will say, to find people, scientists, doctors who will go on the record about this. But Dr. Xian Seng from San Francisco, he's a cardiologist and researcher. He is one of the very few scientists to dispute the safety claims of Axon from a very early stage, right back when he was a young doctor. So he was quoted in the media when tasers basically first came out and there were reports of different deaths taking place. And he warned that tasers could actually stop the heart if deployed directly to the chest.
I think the first cardiologist to say such a connection could occur. Taser contacted me immediately and asked if they could have a conversation with me. Did I really think it's lethal? Would you reconsider your statements?
So he says he was just seeking the truth and that he felt bullied by the company and offered him research money. Now, he turned down that offer and instead did his own independent research on sudden deaths in police custody before and after tasers were introduced. And this was about 16 years ago.
And what we found surprised us that in the first year after taser deployment, there was a six-fold increase in sudden deaths. They really didn't like that study because it was counter to their claims of non-lethality.
And the same year that that study came out, the company did make a concession. It issued a warning to police that repeated taserings and chest hits should be minimized to avoid controversy about whether tasers affect the human heart.
But Axon, it actually points also to another cause of death for many cases where people died after being tasered, and it's called excited delirium. So what exactly is that?
Well, excited delirium is a very controversial condition or diagnosis that actually at this point in time has been rejected by medical and psychiatry groups. The World Health Organization doesn't even recognize it. But it's basically a theory about how people die in police custody, and often involves people who are in mental health crisis. Often it involves drugs. They might be acting aggressively and have quite a high body temperature. Those are legitimate symptoms. But then where it becomes controversial is excited delirium being used as a cause of death. Now, for decades, Axon has been using excited delirium in cases where someone has died after being tasered. And the company, we've found, urges authorities, police, and forensic pathologists to consider excited delirium when they're investigating a case involving a taser.
And this excited delirium, Grace, that has come up here too in Australia, hasn't it? Because you looked into the death of Antonio Galliano in Queensland in June 2009. What happened to him?
Antonio Galliano's death was probably one of the most controversial taser-related deaths in the history of the device being introduced here. He died as police restrained him during a violent drug-induced mental health episode in June 2009 in North Queensland. Now, his sister Giovanna, she says that information was pulled from the taser indicating it had been activated 28 times. But what she realises now is that right from the start, the taser company's representatives were in contact with police who were investigating her brother's death. And really at every turn, the company was involved in this investigation.
These people, these Church of Taser, pushed for excited delirium to coincide at the same time as their weapon discharge. And I think they just used that term to cover themselves up.
Wow, so the company was featuring heavily in the case, including in the pathologist autopsy findings and also, Grace, in the coronial inquest, right?
That's right. This includes references even in the pathologist's autopsy findings. Now, he found that Galliano died of excited delirium, this controversial condition. An inquest document showed that the pathologist conceded in a report that he had minimal experience of excited delirium, but he'd read up on the experiences of American experts and American literature to make his findings. And we found that one of those reports was actually by a TASER board member that he relied on. And he also referred in his findings to the excited delirium checklist, which was something that TASER experts were handing out. So then at the inquest, the lawyers for the company, for police, and for the officer who fired the taser, they brought out US experts. There were four of them who gave evidence on Galliano's cause of death. Now, three of those experts blamed excited delirium. And when the coroner delivered her findings in November 2012, she found that the cause of death was excited delirium. And the taser use was not really implicated so much in her findings, which was very hard for Antonio's sister to accept.
Because even at the time of your brother's death, you're saying that excited delirium was surrounded in controversy.
Yes, it was. And it still is today. Well, it's debunked. It's not acknowledged as a condition.
Now, George Hatley, who we mentioned before, he's the advocate for tasers in Australia. He was also involved in this case, wasn't he?
Yes, well, George told me actually that he was called up by the Queensland Police Homicide Squad after Antonio Galliano died, and he told police that he was 100% certain the taser did not kill him. So what's interesting is that the police went to the company for its advice very early on. And he says that he told the police this because he's convinced by facts and evidence that he himself had sat down with doctors in the US and they had told him point blank, the taser does not affect the heart.
Are tasers safe?
Yeah, they are safe. Yeah.
You remain convinced by that to this day?
I remain informed.
Well, Grace, of course, police rely on these tasers and there's no indication that they're going to stop doing that. But After all you've seen and all your research, what do you think? Is enough being done around training and the use of tasers? And are they or are they not, by and large, safe?
Look, I think the company that makes tasers, Axon, and even George Hatley, who used to work very closely with the company, they argue that this signature product of theirs still saves lives, that by and large, this is a much better alternative to police drawing their guns or using other methods. Now, for people like Mick Nowland, Claire's son, his focus is really on how police use these devices and in what situations. The policies seem to be there, but he questions whether police actually need to be trained better. So his family and the other families that we've spoken to in this story want reassurance that police forces around Australia are training their officers properly and in all sorts of situations that they may face, that they're not just relying on tasers to deal with them.
Grace Toburn is a reporter with Four Corners. You can watch her report tonight on ABC TV at 8:30 or catch it on iView. This episode was produced by Sydney Peed. Audio production by Sam Dunn. Our supervising producer is David Coney. I'm Sam Hawley. Thanks for listening.